Our podcast is sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating. Your comfort is your family's tradition. Visit DaveDrakeCamp.com. All right, here we go. Opening day, I love this, is a couple of days away for the Milwaukee Brewers. They're in New York.
Yes.
They're playing the Yankees. Rick Schlesinger is the president of baseball operations, and he is with us. And I know he's jazzed. He's ready to go. Rick, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, Rick, will you be in New York at Yankee Stadium?
I will.
Ooh.
How cool is that as an opener?
It'll be cool. Actually, I've been looking at the weather, and it's actually better than I thought. It's going to be sort of the mid-50s, hopefully dry. And, it's obviously we're playing a very big, very big market and a big baseball team, and it's going to be exciting, and there's a lot of, you know, history at Yankee Stadium, and hopefully we sweep them and come into Milwaukee 3-0 and excited about opening day here in 6 days.
And we'll see our wonderful racing sausages.
Yes.
But hey, Rick, did you hear about what the Yankees have now?
It's the Mets. They're, the Mets.
Excuse me, what the Mets have now, the five mascots?
I have not heard, so fill me in.
Okay.
They're going to race. They have racing mascots, Rick. David Stearns ripped us off. Here, Julie, tell them what these are.
Representing each borough, the Pizza Slice, Brooklyn, Skyscraper, Manhattan, the Ferry, Staten Island, the Giraffe, Bronx, and the Subway, Queens.
They're going to race in the middle of the game. I think legal action is maybe required here, Rick.
Well, the sausage is often duplicated, never mastered. So, you know, I don't like talking about the Mets because I still have, you know, bad memories of October 3, 2024. But
yes.
You know what? That's fine. If they, you know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, so bring it on.
Oh, you're so nice.
That's true. Rick is the nicest guy, seriously. And you're right. I mean, if Stearns can't come up with his own ideas, that's fine. He can steal our racing.
Can we get our sausages out there to New York?
Ooh. That's a great idea.
Yeah, I don't think the Mets would welcome them. We're going to keep our guys, our sausages here in Wisconsin, and where they're you know, not going to be pelted by, you know, angry New Yorkers.
Hey, Rick. So a lot of people are picking the Brewers to finish second or finish third. We all know they're going for the three-peat to win the NL Central. Is that motivation for players? I know they all see this stuff because they're on social media. Does that matter at all?
Yeah, you know, I would say this. It doesn't matter. You know, this is, you know, the old days where it's, you know, bulletin board material is sort of, you know, antiquated. I don't think the players pay too much attention. They know candidly what they're capable of doing. And, you know, I think our guys, they don't really worry about what other teams are doing, what teams have done in the offseason, who signed with whom, you know, which player is projected to be this guy or that guy. The reality is, you know, we look at ourselves and we look at the talent. And as far as I'm concerned, until somebody knocks us off, we're the division champs. So, you know, it's okay with teams looking at us and saying we got to knock off the Brewers. But I'm excited about the season. I think we have a very good team. It's going to be obviously a very competitive division. And, you know, frankly, any one of the five teams in our division could win it.
Yeah, it's going to be competitive. It's going to be, I read something just this afternoon, Rick, that it could be the most competitive division in baseball. It's going to be good. You mentioned players. I just want to ask you about one. Jackson Chourio. Hit almost 500 in spring training. He's on the brink of becoming a superstar. What makes Jackson Chourio special?
Yeah, it's sort of amazing to watch him play and you forget how young he is. And I mean, for a 21-year-old to be doing what he's doing is really, there's not a lot of precedent. So, again, spring training stats sometimes can be misleading, but this is a guy who from the second half of last year to currently is really just hit the baseball with authority and consistency, with power. He steals bases. He does everything. So I think we're, you know, this is a guy, a superstar in the making, and it's just going to be fun to be watching him play in Milwaukee for a long time.
Yes.
And we all miss Bob Uecker. So what are we doing in tribute to him on opening day?
Yeah, it's, as I was saying to some of the media yesterday, it's surreal. It's tough to think that we're going to be starting a baseball season mm-hmm. without, you know, Bob. A lot of things we're going to be planning for tomorrow for opening day. We're going to have a moment of silence, a special video. As you guys know, we're wearing a special Bob Uecker patch and for every game on the jerseys that the players wear. We're going to have, you know, obviously some special things that we're going to do later in the season. And we're going to announce, you know, in the next couple of weeks, we're going to announce a celebration of life event at the ballpark before a game and part of a game where all the fans can join in and celebrate his legacy and his life. Because we'd be getting a lot of inquiries about that, and we're just working with the family on dates. And my goal is to get that announced, you know, pretty soon so that people can plan for it.
Boy, that's going to be a tougher ticket than a playoff game, Rick. I mean, when you guys announce that date, that's going to be epic. We know the love that the franchise has for Uke and that his family has for the franchise. That's going to be a super hot ticket.
Yeah, I mean, it's one day, one game is not enough, and we know that. And his presence, you know, we're going to feel every day. There's a Bob Uecker statue in the plaza. We've got the Bob Uecker seats up, you know, this special seat up in the terrace level. We've got some special, you know, Bob Uecker apparel that we're now offering at the team store. So, yeah, we're going to try to do everything we can to honor him. At some point, we want to have a permanent sort of exhibition here. That's a couple years in the making, but, you know, we've got a lot of time to think about it because we want to do it right and honor his legacy.
I love that. And there's also a new indoor food truck area, food truck park. My favorite is that there might be some gelato, I hear.
There is going to be gelato, and we've got, I just went there today, and it's all ready to go for opening day, which is always nice when you announce something and it's ready to go. It's going to be great. We've got food trucks. We've got Italian food. We've got tacos. We've got some steak sandwiches. We've got gelato. We've got a really nice bar. It's on the Loge level, the second level in left field. So it's a good companion to the Third Street Market Hall that we put in right field. So, again, fans want variety. They want local cuisine, and they want authentic cuisine, and we're delivering on that.
Rick, Julie and I were talking about this earlier and wondering, are you superstitious? Do you have a certain food that you eat on game day? Do you have a routine?
I do. I eat a hot dog at every game, and I pace. I don't really sit during the games. I pace, and I get as nervous and then, you know, as intense on game one as I do, you know, in a playoff game. So I've got to just remember it's a long season, but, you know, I sort of still live and die with every pitch. And, you know, for good or for bad, you know, I don't know if my blood pressure is great because of it, but, you know, when you're a fan, you never know what game is going to be the game that matters. And a win in April is just as important as a win in September in terms of the standings. And if you win the division by one game or you miss out by one game, you know, you're losing a game in April you should have won could have been that game. That's my view. So every game's important.
So you have a lovely wife. You have a beautiful family. Is it tough for them to watch the game with you at the park?
Yeah, in fact, my son, when he comes to the game, my youngest son, who's still here, he usually watches from a different part of the ballpark. No offense. He'll grab some food with me, but then he'll go and watch. And, you know, when I was younger, I had to clean up my language. But now that he's 18, I think I can sort of express my views in, you know, maybe words of one syllable. But, you know, yeah, the family's used to it. And, you know, my wife knows my mood is going to be dependent on the team's success or lack thereof in any particular day.
I love your passion. Rick Schlesinger is the president of baseball operations for the Brewers. Brewers-Yankees, you hear it on WTMJ here coming up on Thursday afternoon, then the home opener on Monday. Rick, thank you so much. We always appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on.